Have we started today's ep?
I mean, technically, yeah, now we've started. Welcome to Brothers Uncovered. Me and Jordan, if you're watching, you might see, but if you're just listening, we've got our eyes closed right now because at the end of last week's episode, Ash got the MBE. It was to blindfold himself for the next episode. We've been told that this blindfold is, I guess, a fun one, and we've not seen it yet, so we are going to do a reveal with you right now.
Yeah, and I'm just seeing it for the first time.
Give us your thoughts before, and don't give it away, but before we open our eyes.
I've been given this by producer Rob, and it's both interesting and humbling.
Oh.
Because it's telling me a lot about myself.
Okay, I'm hearing laughs around the room, which doesn't sound positive.
Yeah, I'm a bit scared.
Right, can we open our eyes now?
Whenever you're ready.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Okay.
You look like, I don't know if you've heard about Ed Gein, who was, you know, wearing skin masks and stuff. Did you say they're his eyes?
It's meant to be a photo of Ash. I sent a photo of Ash.
Does it look like me?
That's an Ice Age mask. That's Sid the Sloth.
You look like Sid the Sloth.
Yeah. No, because they are my eyes. That's what I meant by humbling.
I don't know if they're your eyes. And it's weird because they look too big and your head traditionally is massive.
Why are they so far apart?
Where it's eyes on the mask, I feel like you are looking at me.
No,
well, you're looking at both of us, I think.
I actually can't see. It is really weird. I can't see a thing. But weirdly...
No one was doing anything. We're just laughing. It's good to be here, though. I'm glad you're blindfolded.
What do I look like? What? Tell me.
Sid the Sloth.
I'm glad they've not just zoomed in on the eyes. They've got the unibrow in as well.
Really?
Yeah, seeing the unibrow in high def is good to see.
It's white in here.
What do you mean it's white?
Oh, really?
So like you'd think that you'd get in and it'd be black, and actually in here it's white.
You do look interesting. You do look interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Better or worse?
Bit better.
Yeah, smidge better.
All right. Well,
is it scary? Think that you've got to do an entire podcast episode.
Whoa, wait. What can I hear? Wait. I can feel like I can hear. I don't trust you two at all.
Don't be scared.
You two. I'm telling you.
Yep. Okay, you ready? We've got to do the oath.
Okay, no problem.
Ready?
Coming in.
Joel, that was the worst throw I've ever seen.
Flipping hell, he threw it down and I did it right from. Sorry, Daredevil. What the hell? All right, here we go. Let's get the oath on.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
Boom. You know what today is, right? Today is Black Friday, officially. Because for the last, I would say, couple of weeks, I've been seeing Black Friday sales, Black Fridays, but today is officially.
I've never celebrated Black Friday.
What is there to celebrate? I'm at you. What even is Black Friday? I thought it was just the sales, no?
Yeah, but people go crazy for it, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, or at least they used to. I want to go back to the days when they used to. Remember, we used to see people like jumping through windows and.
But that was more of an American thing, I think.
Nah, here. I feel like there was a time for like 2 or 3 years where people were losing their minds
just
for Black Friday.
Lost the plot.
Yeah, man.
They are the times I missed, to be honest with you. Like I said, I said American because. A lot of the clips I watched were from America, but I do think you're right. There was one here.
Oh, remember when Lakeside had a Best Buy for a while?
Best Buy, I do.
Remember when Lakeside had a Best Buy?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord, people went crazy.
And I'll tell you why they went crazy for Best Buy at Lakeside, because normally everyone does a Black Friday sale, but it won't be the main things that get put on sale.
Mm-hmm.
It will be mainly the stuff no one wants.
Yeah.
At Best Buy, they even had like PS5s and stuff.
Oh, they have everything.
They had everything.
Best Buy is one of the sickest shops.
Yeah, that's what I
use.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I'm super tired today, yeah? And
you're struggling not to fall asleep.
Yeah, because you know when you listen to like an audiobook or something and...
A podcast.
It sounds like you two are in the background.
And you do know you're wearing a blindfold, not a gag. Like, you can speak. So feel free to get involved still.
Yeah, input is...
Do you know what? It's really hard because I'm tired. So this blindfold just like...
Those eyes are looking tired, bro.
Okay. You were talking about Best Buy, weren't you?
Yeah.
I've been in there before.
Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your incredible contribution to the podcast.
Well, I bought my first 3D TV from a Best Buy. They just stopped out of nowhere. But I feel like they was a big fad for a while, a 3D TV.
Like, yeah, but I felt like everyone, you had to like charge the glasses. And
yeah, put batteries in them.
Yeah,
I got it on the Avatar hype.
I don't think anyone really liked, like, it's the same way that I wasn't really a big fan of like Blu-ray. Never quite understood Blu-ray as well.
People collect Blu-rays.
Why?
Well, I think it's just like, I don't know, it's like collecting CDs or vinyls. People do that. People have like build like DVD collections.
No, DVD's different, but like specifically Blu-ray.
Because the quality is like 10.
Is that not just like HD?
Well, no, it's above HD, isn't it? It's all like 4K and stuff.
Ooh.
No, don't. Ooh, it's just
sorry.
Bad.
Mr. Best Buy.
As you give me collect DVD vibe.
Do you know what? I'd like to collect DVDs, but I don't have a player.
Like a DVD player.
Mm.
Okay.
I've got a portable one that I've had when I was young.
Actually, I remember your portable DVD player.
I can't talk. I had it from when I was younger.
Yeah.
I saved up and I really wanted to buy a portable one that came with a little screen, and I've still got it.
You've still got that one?
Yeah, still got
it. In the little blue case.
It's green.
I'm not gonna lie, man. That thing was haunting. It looked like the sort of thing you'd see in a Netflix doc. Do you know what I mean? Like that a creep would walk around holding a lot.
No, well, it was a bit creepy. Anyone that walks around, it's like a camera case, wasn't it? And I was only about 13.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you still have to plug it into a wall, don't you?
No, this one was battery operated, but the battery was like, you charged the battery separate and then you slid it on the back and it was like big and chunky.
Like a drill. It was like that kind of
vibe. And I remember like when we used to do like shows and stuff when we were younger, I saved up all the money like from performing in the show to go and buy it.
I know, sir. I know he thinks this is uncomfortable for him wearing a blindfold.
It's worse for us.
It's really weird for us because
really?
The eyes on the mask, they look like you're talking to us. But they're not quite talking to us. And I keep forgetting that you obviously can't see.
No, I can't see. This is so weird.
Yeah, this is a really odd.
I'm trying to just stay awake, genuinely.
And you've got that little bit of a weird nose popping at the bottom. And it's kind of...
But don't worry, there's nothing wrong with your nose. Like, don't stress.
Mm. Oh, one other thing I was going to say as well, just chuck it onto the... Does the... What's it called again? B&M Bargains. Does that count?
B&M
Bargains?
What do you mean?
Is that what it's called? B&M Bargains?
B&M.
B&M.
Is it B&M?
What count about it? Were you asking?
Yeah.
Just in the sort of range of shops that you were talking about earlier.
What? Ash, did you fall asleep for 10 seconds?
There was a moment.
What are you talking about?
There was a moment when I did sort of nod off.
Yeah, I think you are. Just because you said Best Buy, I don't randomly start talking about shops that offer discounts. Like you just randomly...
I really thought you were talking about B&M.
We spoke about Best Buy.
Right, and the range?
Right, keep up. Nothing to do with the range.
Oh, we did an advert in the range.
We actually opened the range in the UK.
We opened the range in the UK.
Sorry, that's such a flex.
No, it's not when you see it.
What, the advert?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I think we're all in purple check shirts.
Yeah. And gloves.
Yes.
Going up the aisles of the range and dancing.
We've actually opened a couple. Is the range still going?
Range is still going. It's still going. Strong as well.
Okay, well, that's good to know because I actually opened something that was meant to replace Homebase. That was the green one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an Australian company called Bunnings.
Right?
And they opened their first one in Vange in Basildon.
Yeah.
They wanted a special guest.
That was their first location?
Yeah. Yeah, they wanted a special guest to come down and open it. I'm guessing they went through the old celebrity yellow pages of who's local to Vange. Bang, found me. Just come out of the jungle as well. I think because I just came out of the jungle, Australian brand. Bunnings and I went there, opened the store. We had a great time, and I think it closed after about 3 weeks.
Didn't last long.
What
did you do on those days?
Well, you turn up, you meet the staff, and you say hello, and they're like, "Can you give us like basically? Can you GM up a little bit?"
What does that mean?
Well, basically, just sort of get them hyped for opening day, and then what you realise pretty quick is, to be fair, I might be there for a couple hours or whatever, but this is the start of their new retail job. 95% of them couldn't care less, which is fair. So I'm trying to pitch to them who knows nothing about working in a Bunnings about how exciting today's going to be. And to be fair, the day was quite good because I think they did something called, it's either like Sunday Sizzles or Sizzly Sunday. Basically, they made sausages for everyone.
Okay.
So I spoke, G'd up the crowd. Yeah. And when I mean crowd, I mean the people who work there. Then they opened the store, about seven people arrived.
Did you cut the ribbon?
I cut the ribbon.
Nice.
I think I was expecting a crowd. By that point, there was six rather than seven because they'd already served the sausages and someone left.
Yes.
And then we just ate sausages for a little while. I don't think I got many customers. Then I left. I actually popped back in a week later off my no extra charge just to see how everyone was getting on.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I think they'd stopped the sausage Sundays pretty quick.
Well, yeah.
I also went for a sausage, no sausages. And then they closed after about a month or so.
Oh, that's horrible.
So big up Bunnings. I'm not sure if there's any in the UK.
I've never seen one.
Never seen a Bunnings.
To be fair, that's the kind of place I'd like to work.
What, Bunnings?
Yeah, like just a quiet hardware shop. Just going around, looking at the tape measures, cleaning everything up, putting the paint away. Like I always walk around B&Q and get kind of like, it gives me a little tingle in my belly.
Weirdly, I kind of understand what you're saying.
I can't go in B&Q without the fear of walking in the section where it says you're not charged any VAT and you have to be a tradie to be in there. So I always try and go in there and get the money without the VAT. Like,
oh, that trade point.
That trade point at the front. And I was like, am I going to get chucked out by security?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't pay any VAT on it, do you? That's why builders are here, that they quite like to accept cash.
Do you ever feel that thing though? Like, I do feel like, you know when you're meant to be like a geezer in B&Q or whatever, and I sort of feel like transparent in there. Hey, I sort of feel a little bit see-through, like I'm walking around in the aisles.
Everyone knows.
I'm like, they know I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yes.
And yes. like, I'm looking at the aisle thinking, well, I'm going to go for the masonry paint or the, and I'm looking to my right thinking, I haven't got a clue either. But you know, you're in there, you love it. You go around, you look. And why is it that tiles are just way more interesting in being queued? Like, I don't really care about tiles in real life.
Yeah, but you see them because you can see the sample.
Or grout, but there's something about being in B&Q that makes all that stuff.
If you're worried about that kind of stuff, I'd just walk around every now and then, just tap stuff with your foot and just say two before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit of two before.
I was only informed about 2 years ago that it's actually 2x4. Yeah. I genuinely thought it was 2x4.
Oh, like T-U-B-I, 2B.
Yeah, that's how I say it. Yeah, it's walk around and go, bit of two before on that, you'll be fine.
Wow.
But yeah.
Even I knew that.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's just stuff to just bear in mind.
Do places like B&Q have Black Friday sales?
I think so. I think everywhere has Black Friday now. I'm telling you, Black Friday wasn't a big deal here until like the last decade or so, before it was a proper American thing.
It does sound
like
a scam.
But the thing I love about Black Friday is it just coincides perfectly with Christmas shopping.
Yeah, but that's why they do it. That's why I think it's a scam.
It's a scam.
Are you prepped?
Well, no, today, I promise you, I'll be doing my shopping online.
Really?
Yep. Because they do Black Friday and then they do Cyber Monday as well. And that's more for the tech stuff that I go
really?
For.
I thought it just meant like online shopping.
No, then there's Prime Day. Prime on Amazon. Day. Yeah, love Prime Day. That pops up.
Wow. You've really fall for all of these, but you've got a shopping habit.
Yeah, I actually do have a shopping addiction. I buy stuff I just don't need all the time. You see how when people are bored and they'll go like, oh, I'm going to go on social media and look, I'll go on Peacocks and buy like a multi-pack of plain t-shirts.
What, to make yourself feel better?
Well, just because I bought something. I don't want to spend too much money because sometimes I look at trainers, now they're like £120. I'm not spending £120 on a freak buy, but if I want to spend £7 on a pack of t-shirts.
Yeah, I hear it.
So, I mean, never go wrong with a pack of plain whites.
Yeah, but that sounds like an addiction.
No, it is. I do have a shopping addiction.
Yeah.
Me and Perry have discussed this quite a lot. I do have a bit of a shopping
addiction.
Would you
have one, Phil?
I didn't until TikTok Shop arrived.
TikTok Shop.
From me left, man. Because it's all fun stuff. The amount of magic tricks I've bought from there.
Yeah.
And you've obviously bought some other weird stuff, because if I go and Pell's TikTok Shop now and go on my own and refresh it, mine's like random stuff. Look, there's always lingerie on your one.
There is always lingerie on mine.
And I don't know why you're buying lingerie from TikTok Shop.
Well, it's because one time I thought it'd be really funny to buy my girlfriend like a Victorian nightgown, like floor length.
That old excuse, is it? The Victorian nightgown on TikTok. That's so random, it can't even be an excuse. I actually have to believe you.
Yeah, literally, I just thought it'd be funny. And annoyingly, she'd even wear it. But yeah, I bought it thinking it'd be quite jokes.
What were you expecting her to do? Go, oh, wicked.
I'm just hoping that one day she'll go, this will be funny. And she'll come down and she'll be wearing the gown.
If in the middle of the night she appeared in a Victorian gown, I would throw hands.
Yeah, true.
I'd be
and my house
terrified.
Is quite old.
You've got the most haunted house.
Really?
100%.
I don't think I've got the most haunted house.
Yeah, you've got beams, haven't you?
It's beams.
You've got beams, haven't you?
Yeah, but you've got like proper beams.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
You live in a forest.
Yeah, that's what I mean. True.
But you've got a beautiful house, lots of beautiful features, but it's the scariest of the three.
And Barry.
Yeah.
Just walking in and smelling him alone. The aroma.
Because something smells dead. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, right. Okay, so we're not going to get into that again.
No, I'm not saying he's dead, obviously. I've never said
no,
that.
No, that's horrible.
No, I'm saying I would never say that about him. I said he smells dead. There's a difference.
Wow. Yeah.
But like there's something alive on him.
Yeah.
You're fucking mental. I hate you.
Like there's something living off
I hate
me.
You.
I bought a plastic sword from TikTok Shop last week.
Bash, you really should shut up sometimes. Why did you buy a plastic sword?
Not for me.
Okay, go on, tell us more.
Because you pull it out and it lights up. And then also when you pull it out of the sheath, it has a...
So that's just bought a dildo on TikTok.
Yeah. Weirdly, you click the button and it vibrates too.
It's this weird giant lightsaber.
No, that wasn't this time. I pulled this out. And when you pull it out, it goes... And there's a little thing like a lighter that sparks. So it's like you pull it out and it lights up and the sparks come off it. And it just looked cool, so I bought it.
Has it arrived yet?
No.
You've been scammed. You've got to get in the sparkly sword that you thought you were
real talk, I shouldn't have said that because I was actually planning to give it to you for your birthday.
Oh, that's in advance.
No, let's chuck it out there. You and presents are the worst combination ever. You either give the best presents, which is, you know, once every now and then, or you give awful presents.
Or no presents.
And without being ungrateful, a plastic sparkly sword from TikTok Shop that might be a deal, though, is not something I want.
Listen, I promise you, you'll love it.
And with that mask on, you said that is probably the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I also don't do presents, by the way. Like, I don't mind if people don't get me them. and I don't buy them. I prefer that arrangement.
Do you want to make that arrangement known then? Because I've been pretty sick of buying you presents every year and not receiving anything. You also don't mind receiving them and then not giving them.
So, you think that you two have had an arrangement?
Which I've not been aware of.
No, wait a minute. No. Wait. This year you didn't get me a present and I'm good with that. Like, that's fine.
Oh, what, on your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was more of a protest. That was more to be like, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
but every other year I do. I bought you off-white trainers.
Did you?
Which I found at the studio, actually.
Not even more.
Not even more yet. Still in the box at the studio, which is
that's true.
Concerning.
That's true.
You know, so
they are nice. They're dark blue ones.
Yes. You just left them up there.
No. Yeah.
Guess when I got them in a sale.
Did you?
I buy everything in a sale.
Yeah.
This is, you see, when I go on any website or any like shopping thing, I don't look at any item that's full price ever.
Really?
I only buy stuff in the sale. I only buy stuff in the sale.
Oh, that's good.
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good thing.
But you do start to notice if you're like me and you're a bit of a bargain hunter, even though I'm a shopping addict, so I end up spending more money than if I wasn't, if that makes sense, even though it's in the sale. You start to see the things of like prices start edging upwards anyway. And stuff that's always in the sale comes out the sale before Black Friday, and then the price goes up even more. And then just before Black Friday, it drops.
Scam.
So really,
scam.
With some of them, it wouldn't say it's a complete scam, but they go, 45% off. Really, it's like 5% off.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm a Christmas Eve shopper, so I don't really get the sales.
I couldn't deal with that level of stress.
Yeah, and I won't lie, it is kind of stressy, but it's, I don't know. There's something I kind of like about it too.
It's fun. Ash, have you fallen asleep again? Or are you? Sorry. Yeah, because no, genuinely, I could feel.
You
I could
fell
see.
Asleep.
Yeah, you need to really wake up.
Is that boring?
No, I actually wasn't asleep. I was just thinking, it's really, do you know what? It's easy to be in your own thoughts in this. It's actually, honestly, we should sell these.
I don't think we should.
We should sell Brolo ones. We should sell jeweled pair with me ones, and people should put them on and like get in our skin. Do you know what I mean? Like be behind our thoughts.
Get in our skin. Do you think before you talk? Look, I don't know if you word stuff weird on purpose or, you know, if you are just a bit weird.
No, but imagine you could sell a blindfold that then gave you the sort of like thought to that person.
You're definitely tired.
Yeah, you're definitely tired.
Yeah,
and he's slurring a little bit as well.
Sorry, I'm shattered.
Do you do decoration on the outside of your house very quickly? Because I've not done that. I've not committed 1 year to outside of the house yet.
I remember when I was younger, nothing used to make me feel happier than when my mum used to put the lights up on outside the house. My little sister would help her, me, my brother and my dad. Weirdly, none of us used to do any of the lights outside. It'd be my mum up there on the ladder with my little sister holding the ladder for her. The only decorations I've done on the outside of my house is when my wife goes like full Stacey Solomon mode and she gets like one of them big archways put on the front.
A Christmas one.
Like a big Christmas archway.
Oh,
and I mean like it's stupid.
It's
like
all
it's
out.
Stupidly big. Like it was massive.
It's nice.
No, it's really nice. But I think I just prefer some like lights.
Ones that look like icicles.
Yeah, but you can pay companies who will come and decorate your house. Do you know how much they charge?
No.
It is like I'm
insane.
Talking like,
why? What are we talking? Do you actually know numbers?
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
No,
yeah.
Have you got a quote before?
Loosely.
Go on.
Well, I can't remember the exact number.
You didn't buy it. So.
No, I didn't. Thousands and thousands. I think it was about 10 grand.
10 grand?
Yeah, to come and like do all your... But
and you get them like, after, you keep them.
I'm not sure. Again, I don't know. But they come and set it all up. That's including like crazy archways, lights on the trees all outside your house. Like they make it look like you're flipping out Winter Wonderland. Don't get me wrong. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
But I'm like thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds. But the annoying thing is, if I wouldn't be judged for keeping it up year round, I think I'd make it as almost like a permanent cosmetic change. See, like someone would do an extension.
Mm.
I love Christmas that much that for me, it'd be an investment well spent, but I just know I'd get judged.
Yeah.
If you have Christmas lights outside the time. So like that house near our old dance studio, they had that Santa on the top of their roof. They never took it down.
Yeah, see, I think that ruins the vibe.
That was like 20 years that was up there. I'm literally not exaggerating. It was about 20 years, wasn't it? It was up. The header came off and everything.
So would you have one of those? So you don't have to imagine this. Kind of a would you rather, I guess, have one of those companies come out to do your house, but some of the lights they put up are like offensive, as in like cancelable things on the outside of your house, but you're in the Christmas spirit, but you get it for free.
Okay.
Or no decorations at all and not even a Christmas tree indoors.
Oh, I couldn't have no decorations.
Really?
I couldn't have.
But you'd have awful words outside. Like in like big flashing lights.
Like what?
No, whoa, what? Right, Ash. Let's not elaborate. But basically, you're like really horrible, offensive stuff.
And it can be among like all stuff. The nice pretty bits. But
what,
like
how offensive are we talking?
Okay, so what if it's like a giant inflatable Santa, but I don't know, it's like masturbating or something.
Okay.
Over yeah. Rudolph.
I didn't need the extra detail. Why did you add over Rudolph? Man, you're about to ruin my Christmas.
Okay, but would you do that?
Because part of it, I think, would be quite funny, but and I'd be like, if I lived on my own.
Yeah, no, you're you.
I'm my family.
Family
man.
House. Family
I think
house.
I'm going to have to say no
they're
to
in the, so your Christmas is then killed for the kids.
Right.
Because you've got no.
But I can like cover their face every time we pull up on the drive or whatever. So they don't see it.
Well, it's pretty big. They couldn't look out their bedroom window and not see Rudolph. As Santa's little ho ho ho, you know.
I think I'll just make up a lie about what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he doing it discreetly, or
yeah, is it like a discreet sort of?
Or is no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
So there's an inflatable penis out there as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No, I'm
the
not
the whole thing.
That.
Oh, now.
Is this sort of like a hydraulic?
Yes, motorized.
Oh, it's a motorized decoration too. So he's got the move.
Rudolph sitting down. It's quite submissive. It's quite submissive.
Right, this is nice guy left.
Yeah,
this is too much.
Yeah, Ash, this is how I know you're tired, because you entertained what he was saying for way too long. Normally, yeah. Our job is to shut him down, not ask if it's flipping motorised.
No, I was just trying to get the vision out of his head, that was all.
Okay,
well, so what's the answer then?
Well, no, I'm going to have
no Christmas.
I can't, not with kids. I can't have a motorised...
Masturbating Santa.
Masturbating Santa. How big are we talking here? How joyous.
What, Santa? What do you mean?
No, as in how big is the whole like inflatable?
Oh.
I'm going to put him at like 8 foot.
Do you know what? That's hideable, I think.
8 foot is hideable?
No, it's next to the front door, like the archways.
All right. Yeah.
You have to step between Santa and Rudolph.
What, to come in?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, in that would you rather, I'm going to quite happily accept no, thank you.
Really? Yeah. I'm going to take yes.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take yes, because I think it's also like, it's quite funny, isn't it? Well,
it would suit your house, though. If you was walking in the woods and you came across that.
Yeah. The creepy haunted house.
You'd want to go in, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, no, I'm going to go no decorations.
No decorations. Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, get down to your local garden centre. You know, you might find yourself a motorised dry masturbating centre, and it might be worth it.
It might be worth it.
Absolutely. In the Black Friday sale as well, do it quickly while it's cheap.
Right, we're going to interrogate Jordan.
Okay. Do you want to read mine for me, or do you want me to read it?
No, it's
right. Okay, yeah, I'll read it. Yeah, it's fine. Jordan, would you rather host Christmas every year or never host it again?
Host it every year. I prefer it.
Would you rather give great gifts but receive terrible ones, or give terrible gifts but receive great ones?
Give good gifts.
Would you rather decorate the tree alone, perfectly, or with family, chaotically?
Well, that's my life, so family, chaotically.
Would you rather watch only Elf or only Home Alone every Christmas from now on?
Elf, which is my life as well.
Okay, would you rather have Christmas dinner cooked by Santa or Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take away the Christmas magic of Santa, because I feel like that would be quite magical, and I bet the food would be sublime. I imagine it tastes how each person's meal, the magic of Christmas is that it tastes exactly how they want it. Mm. But imagine hearing, how stressed do people get in the kitchen at the best of times?
Yeah, of course.
Then imagine at Christmas cooking for the entire family, people are stressed. Imagine Gordon Ramsay in that situation.
Yeah.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'd make my Christmas even better.
I also wouldn't want to see that. Santa on Christmas Day.
Why?
Oh, I just didn't like, I loved the idea of Christmas. We always used to go to my nan's and stay over on Christmas Eve.
That's really
And we'd
nice.
All wake up on Christmas Day. And I used to think it was obviously the best day ever. But the thought of a random dude landing on the roof
and
climbing down the chimney with loads of little tiny like elves. Oh, it used to terrify me.
To be fair.
Oh, it used to terrify me.
I'm surprised more kids don't hold that notion.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't, because it is like,
it's magic. But it's a stranger like running in your house.
Yeah.
Which is, it's actually quite a scary.
I always had an image of like, there's like a little crack in the door and I look out and a guy's just there, just like looking in.
What's that? What's the scary set? Krampus, is it?
Krampus,
that's it, yeah.
Krampus?
Who's Krampus? Sorry.
I don't know what you, yeah.
I
don't like that.
I completely agree. I'm shocked that more people aren't scared by that.
You picked Elf over Home Alone.
Yeah, my wife's obsessed with Elf.
Unpopular opinion, don't dig it.
What, Elf?
Don't
How
dig
can you
it.
Not like Elf? It's hilarious.
Never seen it.
With Will Ferrell?
Yeah, I don't think you need to.
No, I've never seen it.
I think there's one Christmas movie everyone should be watching every year.
Hands don't say down. Harry Potter. It's not Harry Potter.
No.
Oh, has everyone got a favourite? Has everyone got a favourite Christmas movie?
Of course.
Go on, what is yours, Phil?
The Polar Express.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas for
Nightmare
me
Before
too.
Christmas.
Really?
100%. Best film I've not watched that.
Oh, what? But the Polar Express is the best Christmas film ever.
I've never seen it.
Well, there we go then. Look, we can't argue about this debate.
Is that with Tom Hanks?
Yes, and he plays like every character in the film.
Oh, really?
Oh, even the little girl with the weird little bunches.
No, he doesn't play the black girl, no.
Because that would get him cancelled. Yeah.
That would have been a bold choice back then.
Is she blind?
Well, you're just adding random features.
No, what did you say? The little what girl?
Black girl.
Oh, black girl. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought you said it.
You are definitely tired. I thought you meant to be your other senses got better when another one. When, like, if you close your eyes, you could focus and you could hear a bit better.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you said the little black girl, not the little blind girl.
You said you'd also proceed to put your Christmas decorations up with the family chaotically.
Yeah, I think, again, once you have kids, even though, yes, it is chaotic and it can be a bit stressful, when you see how excited they are to put the decorations up, it's a bit annoying because my wife goes to a big up to Summerhill Garden Centre. No, you must have been there on the A127.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Incredibly overpriced.
It's quite expensive, but the selection is just insane in there. Really beautiful decorations. And I moan every single year when my wife goes to get little updates for the decorations, the baubles, the things with the trees and stuff. But I can't even lie. I see the money that she spends, it cuts. But at the same time, I can't help but be grateful because the tree, she does an incredible job.
Are you decorating differently every year?
Not every single year. We just update little bits. So there might be something like, that's it. Because, you know, like, I don't care, even if you're not planning to buy anything, going for a mooch around the garden centre during Christmas time is one of life's elite activities. You go in the cafe for a coffee and a cake. But when you do that, and like you said, like, some of those baubles are like £8 each.
Yeah, I know.
10, 12, 15 quid ones, like the glass ones. Jeez. Then you've got my 2-year-old running about, smacking stuff off the tree, smash.
Yeah.
Then not only have you wasted 15 quid, I've now got to clean the whole thing up. Do you know what I mean? It can be stressful.
I've got a houseplant tree this year.
A what?
So I went to the garden centre, because my house is full of plants, and I wanted a tree that blended in with the rest of the house.
It's not real, is it?
No, it's not real.
Oh, good.
It's actually a fake tree with loads of fake plants on it. So imagine I just went and got like fake greenery and put those as decorations instead.
So, okay, so let me just get my head around this. It's a Christmas tree shape.
It's a Christmas tree shape, but sticking out all over it is like, I don't know, a monstera leaf and like some ferns.
That is some Inception level Christmas tree, bro.
Is it like red, gold, silver?
All green.
Is there lights on it?
Yeah, is there lights?
Oh, yeah. The lights come through, yeah.
I don't like that.
I've got another one that's a bit more Christmassy.
Where's that?
That's like when you walk in the front door.
I say no, his house is big.
No, he doesn't.
Two Christmas trees. That's how you know. Look at that. Come on. His big haunted house in the middle of a forest that he owns. Very nice. Someone put their prince got a ton of money away, didn't they? Sure. Very nice.
This guy's tapping on the leg of a Rolex.
We know.
We'll get that picture there as well. I'm just saying, I'm trying to switch it up this year and I've got a house plant tree.
That does sound very, very cool.
But maybe it's just not traditional. But it's like, when I've got kids, I can imagine it being like all like very festive.
We get them, we we brought up earlier, you go B&M, you get one of like the mini 5-pound trees and we let them decorate that. So they can decorate their own little tree. So we were
how'd you throw it?
No. They put it in their bedroom. Sorry. You should throw it away. No.
I'd throw it. I don't like clutter.
What?
And that is children.
It's in their own room. So we put it on their little bedside table. They've got their own little mini tree. They've done their own decorations. I'm telling you now. Oh! There's not a better time of year than Christmas. I love Christmas.
Yeah. I think when I have kids, I think it's extra special.
It's even better. Yeah. Even better. What other ones did you ask me?
You said, would you rather give great gifts but receive terrible ones, or the other way around? What was it?
I did say I'd rather receive the terrible gifts.
And give good ones.
As I've got older, I've definitely just stopped caring about presents, because you realise that without being horrible, no one cares about you individually on your day. When you've got like kids, it's not about you. Do you know what I mean? On my birthday, my wife will do something nice for me and stuff. And obviously family and people will drop you a message, and that's really, really nice. But you know, as you get older, I don't know. When you give a good gift to someone, not like the trainers you buy for your brother and he leaves them to gather dust somewhere. I'm talking about something they really wanted, and they open it and they're like, shit, and they're buzzing. That best feeling.
Yeah.
Like, oh my days, my kids with their faces when they've been asking for something. Because what we do is we take them to the toy shop, like, you know, we're gonna write our list for Santa and stuff. We'll like take pictures of like the stuff they want, and I'll sit down with them after, and my wife does it as well. That's my wife's even more into Christmas than I am. She'll be like, okay, so if you had to make like a list of like, this is like really, really want. This one's like, I like that. That's really cool. And that'll be like the accessories to go with a toy or something like that. And they pick like the ones that are like super into. When they open them ones and they're actually there, it's like they can't believe it. They can't. Oh, it's the best feeling, man. I love it.
Firstly, can I just say, Paul, really quickly, you spent hours on this podcast having to go about the presents I've bought, and now you're Mr. You know, I'd rather give good presents than receive bad ones.
Who, me?
So which one is it? Pick a lane.
No, with me and you, what cuts a bit differently is when the person sat next to me gets a Prada holder and I get a lunchbox.
Wait.
That's what I moan about.
Firstly, that was well thought out.
So it's quite literal.
It was well thought out. So next, basically, this Christmas, don't moan when the present's bad, yeah?
No, but I thought we had an agreement we don't get each other anything now.
You said you want to give good ones, so I'm just part of your arrangement.
Okay, quickly, settle it here then. Right. This year, are you buying each other gifts?
3, 2, 1,
no.
Done.
There we go.
Settled.
Right. Okay, just done. Before I move on, actually, do they still do an Argos catalogue?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I think they do. Because, you know, our nan used to give that to me as a present.
Yeah.
So
sweet.
And do you remember? She'd be like, circle the stuff that you wish you could have.
Do you remember, you guys, the little, tiny pens that used to go in there and used to fill in the forms?
Man.
And then they had the little blue things you used to punch the numbers in.
Yeah, it's all iPads now.
Is it?
So and they're really slow. I go in there, I went to buy a Nintendo Switch 2 in there.
Doesn't work.
No, they're just really slow. I prefer the old school system.
Mm.
And they started chaining the pens, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, because everyone kept nicking the little Argos pens.
And they've got rid of like the doctor's waiting room area when you used to sit in all the little plastic chairs. Yeah, you just stand up now.
Yeah, everyone just stands around.
So why?
Oh,
yes. I used to love waiting there.
Yeah, and you get called out. Waiting for your number.
Yeah. Oh.
Tell you one thing they can never get rid of. Just a random selection of jewellery on the right in every Argos. There's one right near my house in that little retail park.
I think it's the same jewellery they've been trying to shift all those years.
Even in Black Friday's not even saving
it's
that.
Not saving
nothing
it.
Saving that jewellery.
Would you rather host Christmas every year or never host it again? Because you are the host.
I think I host at my house.
You host every year, no?
I say my wife, basically.
Fine.
But this is what's nice about our family. The whole family does chip in, so it makes it a bit easier, and all the kids are together, and it's just nice. I prefer hosting it. Plus, any parents out there might be able to back me up on this. When you have a young child, like my youngest, it means I can still put him down for naps and stuff. You have to think that way as a parent. If I go out for the day, I then just have a ratty 2-year-old who wants his nap.
True.
Do you know what I mean? So like for me, it's easy. I can still put him down to nap, enjoy my day for an hour. I'll go get him up, this and that. He can go to bed on time. Everyone can still stay, have drinks.
Yeah, such a good show.
So it's just easier to, I personally find it, to host. And it's just, it's nice. You have everyone together. I enjoy it.
Oh, I like that. I'd like to host. I've just got one section of my oven that works. So I clearly spent the money on the house, but couldn't do anything inside, you know? So one year when I actually buy an oven, I'll be fine.
That's when you will start hosting.
That's when I'll start hosting.
You actually have a bit of a few mares when it comes to Christmas. You have a couple of mess ups. Yeah. Like that. One of my favorite stories is when you, the presents when you try to get them.
Oh. Do you know my John Lewis story?
No, what story is this?
It's
the best one
ever. Do you know
what?
This is probably why I'm now a Christmas Eve shopper.
Yeah.
Because that was me trying to be prepped.
Yeah,
and anxiety was born on that day. For 1 year, we was obviously at Panto again. I was like, you know what? Let me just be really, really prepped. And I'm going to go and get all the Christmas presents done. And I think it's like at the start of December. So I was like, this is sick. I'd bought them before we'd actually gone away to live wherever we was doing the Panto. So I thought, I'll tell you what, I've seen that you can, you know, sometimes you go into like a shopping center, they have like a wrapping service.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it's actually a sick idea. I've bought all these presents already. I'm going to take everything I've bought to, I think, Milton Keynes we was in. And I know that John Lewis has that little wrapping station. So I thought if I would drop them off there, give them everything, I'll go do the Panto show, come back, and they'll all be wrapped. And I thought, this is actually sick. So I lugged, it was like a 10-minute walk, but I've got everyone's gift. So I'm lugging this all over. And I also get anxiety over things like that, like walking into a shop and having to ask someone who works there something. Like I'm like, this is horrible, but this is actually so efficient and so, like, it's just going to be sick. So I go into John Lewis, I go like to like the third floor, wherever it was. I finally go up to the counter and I'm like, you do the wrapping service? And they're like, yeah, great. And I was like, perfect. I lug all these things onto the counter. I was like, just want to get all these. I was like, sorry, it's a lot. And she looks at me and she's like, oh no, you have to buy it in store. You have to buy the gift in store. So I've physically I've drove these presents 2 hours to get wrapped in this jewelry, and she told me they can't do it. And I literally said, okay, thank you. And I left. And I won't lie, I was like borderline teary because I was that embarrassed.
The best part about that is I know how much it would have taken you, because you get quite, you do get a bit socially anxious. Do you know what I mean?
Awful. Yeah.
So I know it would have taken a lot for you to even walk in there and be like, oh, I would like to use the rapid service.
And I'll never do anything remotely like it again. Even if I know for a fact that they offer that service and I can take anything there, I just won't, put myself in that scenario.
You won't risk it.
That's hilarious. To be fair though, that is, I mean, they must do that somewhere. They must do rapid.
No, I think they do. Yeah. I think I've got it. I think Lakeside had one.
Yeah,
once,
you see it somewhere.
In the middle of the shopping centre. But I think because that was a John Lewis specific stand. Oh, nah, just
do you know what? That's a good point. I don't like receiving a gift that's been gift wrapped though.
Why?
Because I feel like I immediately know where it's from. I'm like, oh, that's the perfume shop, or that's Jo Malone, or you can tell by like the ribbons, the paper, you can just know where
it's from. You don't even wrap up sometimes, do you?
No, like my little sister, I remember. Okay.
Well, yeah, three kids later.
No, I've got a lot better at rapping. I really, again.
So there was a time you would just hand it in a carrier.
Before I had kids, yeah, my little sister, she wanted some perfume. So I bought a perfume and they said, you want a gift wrap? And I was like, no, don't worry about it. I'll wrap it with full intent of wrapping it. And I didn't. And I was like, I need to get her something a bit more than perfume. And I was like, look, she's got a budget of about another 100 quid. So I just put 520s just loose in the plastic in a perfume bag. Shop bag and gave it to her.
So the perfume's swimming in.
She was buzzing though. She had 100 quid in a bottle of perfume.
Yeah, but you missed the.
No, I realised that now.
Yeah.
I had kids. Okay. But at the time, when I was, you know, like young 20s, in my head, I just thought, buzzing.
I'll just,
you know,
put
what I mean?
Money in the bag.
Like, if that was me, I'd be getting given 100 quid and a bottle of like a bottle of aftershave. That's fine with me. I don't care about the wrapping.
Great present.
I don't care about the presents. But now I'm older than my own kids and stuff.
You realise.
And I would actually quite like a little present to be wrapped. I don't care about having a massive, like, expensive present, but just a little something.
A well-wrapped gift.
A well-wrapped gift is nice.
If you're not going to wrap it, at least, like, reveal it from the back of the sofa or something. Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean, back of the sofa?
So, like, I've my dad done this before. So my dad doesn't wrap gifts. But, like, if we're sitting here, my dad will go, okay, I've time to give you my gift. And then he'll go, so this is the reveal.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. It's just dramatics of opening the paper and going, oh, wow. So my dad keeps them hidden in plain sight and then just goes,
yeah,
fadoof.
And pulls them out.
So in a way, it's cleaner, more efficient.
He loves a present for Menkind, our dad, as well.
Yeah, he does.
He's
yeah,
a proper Menkind.
He's got, you can get anything.
Man. He's a Christmas Eve shopper. But I'm talking like...
No, he's a Christmas Day shopper.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's like Christmas morning.
He loves that. It's been weird that Ash has done an entire episode. I think this might be the first time we've actually managed to do an MBE and stick... Like, normally it's do it for the whole ep and we normally let people get away with it after 5-10 minutes. Ash, well done.
Does it feel like you're in one of those like dark retreats? You know, people...
Honestly, it feels like I'm trying to like keep in, because where you can't see, you actually take it all in differently.
Okay.
And it's white in here, not black.
Do you want to take your eye mask off? And he's back.
And the reveal. What's that like?
Oh my God.
You know those videos when people start crying when after they've been on the retreats?
Yeah, that is weird.
Have you seen those?
No.
People do like a week at a time in complete darkness. And then they come out and they're all just like really grateful for all the light and vision.
Yeah.
And like they
start
sobbing and stuff.
That's really cool.
Still, could you put that on for me so I can kind
of... Absolutely not.
They just want to have a little look.
Just so I can see it.
Okay. Well, this counts as my MBE then if I...
No, I just want to just kind of see.
Now it's not on your head, I can see how that's your eyes. But when it's on...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's awful. But you do look similar.
This is the worst eye mask ever. It's pitch white.
Yeah, it's pitch white. I'm saying it's pitch white.
It's like someone's just thrown a flashbang in the room.
Yeah.
But all you can see is white. That is the worst eye mask if you're just going to try and sleep with that on.
Man, keep that. I like awful. It.
All right, then.
If you want us to start selling these, by the way,
let us
just
know.
Just to get in our minds.
You might even give that away.
Instagram or get in the comments.
Oh, yeah, should we give it away?
Let's give that away.
All right, we'll give it away.
Because I don't want it in here. Yeah, let us know if you want it.
We'll give it away.
It's all yours. Okay, is it that time?
For Ashley Banjo's massive big end.
Ooh, that rang through.
You get to spin the wheel, Ash. You did last week's MBE.
God, I feel like well done for completing it. Well done.
Yeah, well done. I haven't faced an MBE in a little while, actually. And I'm not trying to talk it on. I'm just sort of like, look, I used to moan a lot. I used to get really angry about it.
You always get angry about it.
No, I don't. And I just think, look, I've had a break. And if it lands on me, I will accept it graciously.
No, it feels good when you actually do it to completion as well. So let's do it.
Always to completion. Here we go.
Just spin the fucking wheel. I'm in a bad mood again now.
Just
you've ruined it.
It's Jewelled. Look. It's Jewelled.
Oh,
yes! It's
Jewelled. Okay. Can I just quickly say?
As you span, it moved round, but the arrow was on Jewelled the whole time.
Yeah, it was. Because
It was.
Yeah. Can I just say, yes. Remember when you were young and like your PS2 wouldn't work, and when you was waiting for it to load, you'd be like, I don't care anyway, and you'd look away and hopefully it would work. Yeah. That's what I tried to do with the NBE, and I was like, I don't care about getting the NBE. I really thought if I acted like I didn't care, it wouldn't land on
That's
me.
That's manifesting. So, Jordan Banjo. Oh, this does
feel nice. On Jordan Banjo.
Oh, this is good.
I feel like he had that one for a minute, no?
It's been a while.
Hand in the magic box.
Do you know, I think the wheel's quite fair. It sort of dishes about quite
fairly. Yeah, it's quite even.
It's quite good, isn't it?
I guess that's
of course, it's not that many.
That's the point of it. chance and stuff, just probability. Glad you've worked that out. All right,
here you go. Take a thing.
I hope it's bad.
If you... Oh, I took two.
Oh, you need to. You can take both.
Yeah, sure, I should have done that.
First one.
What is it?
He's looking around.
DJK gets slapped in the face with a fish.
What?
Oh, that is amazing.
Okay,
get nice. Slapped in the face with a fish from DJK, or eat a century egg. I'm getting slapped in the face with a fish.
Okay.
I've done I'm a Celeb twice. Those century eggs can kiss my eggs because I'm not doing it.
All right.
Slapped in the face with a fish, please.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, yeah, fantastic choice.
Weirdly, getting slapped with a fish.
Does it feel that bad?
It feels bad because I remember I done it to you once on our radio show and I nearly knocked you unconscious with it.
And nearly broke my glasses.
They're dense, those
yeah,
fish.
They can actually be... Listen, it's going to be fantastic. We'll start the next episode with it, so make sure you come back. Thanks for joining us this time. Remember, like and comment and subscribe and send it to every family member out there.
Including your nan.
See you later.
Bye.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.